This is the Seedbed Daily Text for Thursday, February the 22nd, 2018. Would the real seekers please stand up? Ephesians 1, 15 to 18. For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. Consider this. Some years back, a trend sprung up around the country in churches known as the Seeker Movement. Churches began to reorganize their Sunday morning worship services to be what they called seeker-sensitive or friendly toward newcomers. The well-intentioned assumption was that newcomers did not know God and were coming to church to seek God. Therefore, we should do everything possible to make them feel welcome and comfortable and not put off by anything that might smell like church to them. Now, note Paul's assumptions. First, he is speaking to real Christians. Ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all God's people. Now watch how Paul prays for these saints. He prays for them to receive, 1, the spirit of wisdom and revelation, 2, so that you may know him better, and 3, that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that, 4, you may know the hope to which he has called you, 5, the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. And to borrow a gem from tomorrow's text, number 6, his incomparably great power for us who believe. In short, Paul prays for real Christians to become real seekers. Sure, seekers may be people who are lost and searching for God. However, the Bible seems to identify the most earnest seekers as those who already know Jesus. Okay, Christian, now go back and read the list above and tell me you don't want every one of those gifts in ever-increasing measure. Followers of Jesus, you are seekers of the first order, whose appetite is not satisfied by discovery, but deepened. We are awake, yet ever in need of deeper awakening, of the spirit of wisdom and revelation, so we can know Jesus better, so the eyes of our hearts can be more enlightened, so we can know the hope and live into the inheritance and walk in the incomparably great power of faith. This is Paul's idea of a seeker-sensitive church. He identifies himself as the lead seeker. I'm so challenged by the words he uses to frame his approach to the church. Did you catch them? In verse 17, he says, I have not stopped giving thanks. And in verse 18, I keep asking. Could these be the two main muscle groups the Holy Spirit wants to strengthen in us? Thanking and asking? I never stop thanking. I keep asking. Two lists. I am thankful. I am asking. You take it from here. The prayer. Abba Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who teaches us to ask and seek and knock, who beckons us, who have found, to seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. Come, Holy Spirit, and grant me this holy obsession to never stop thinking and never stop asking. Make me a seeker of the first order. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions. Number one, are you a stronger seeker when it comes to thinking or asking? Number two, how might you participate more deeply in the Holy Spirit's work to strengthen the seeking muscular system of your soul? And number three, reflect on the difference between striving with human strength and seeking in the Spirit's strength. P.S. Today, we are in Houston at Chapel Wood United Methodist Church, hosting a one-day New Room gathering. Would you be praying today's text into this gathering? So often, conferences can be occasions where leaders come to download content on listeners. We pray for New Room to be a place where we are all standing in the live stream of the presence of God together, seeking and receiving together as one. I'll give you an update tomorrow. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.